It is a Patriots Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium, and we will be joined by Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 after a Patriots loss in London, and we will be joined by Gerard Mayo here at 9 or 9:20 or thereabouts. And he said it yesterday, this is a soft New England Patriots football team. And
damn.
We will give Gerard Mayo a chance to expound on that.
Yeah, when you say soft, that's like a bad word.
It is.
Like, if I call you soft, it's like, oh, we got some issue here.
It is, yeah.
I'm going to spell it out, S-O-F-T, soft.
That, you're saying them's fighting words?
Well, I mean, them is like, ooh. Like, if you're calling me soft,
yeah,
it's like.
He's right, though.
No, I'm not saying he's not right, but, you know, when you're saying it publicly about your team and your players.
Well, he's said it to them behind closed doors, too. Players have said he's not saying anything to you guys that he hasn't already told us.
Right, but even if he's saying it behind closed doors, Courtney, if I call you soft, I'm like, well, wait a second.
Right.
I mean, I think you can make the argument that on, actually, minus Drake May, there are a lot of guys who play soft. I don't care if it's, you know. On the defense side of the football or the offense side of the football?
Special teams, that was a debacle.
Oh, God, do they suck. Yeah,
they're offensive in every way. They just suck to watch.
It's pathetic.
Awful.
It's pathetic. And you had the ultimate here for 20 years. You had Tom Brady. You had the best. And so it's glaring. In his absence.
But what I don't understand is, and I look forward to asking Mayo about this at 9:30, like, he's acting surprised. Like, you were part of the staff last year. So, you didn't realize that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if this was a coach that came in from Denver, you can accept, like, oh, maybe he doesn't get it or it's his first year here.
Curtis, if there were one element of the football game that you would expect he could manage well, what would that be?
Defense.
Right.
And they are awful.
But he's gonna use the injury excuse.
But that's great, but you don't call him soft if it's injuries.
No, I know that, but the soft element question is gonna be interesting because, you know, like, so soft in the sense that your guys are checking out when they get behind a little bit, or soft in the sense that they're not willing to go out there and hit guys. Like, so I need to know, like, what do you mean by soft? Because there's a couple ways that could fall
out.
It's
almost like they're not playing with pride. It's almost like Godchow and Covington and everything that they've been telling us week after week the past couple of weeks is true. So when Jelani Tavai comes on and says, I think that everybody's good. We're all good. That is not what is actually happening. Believe what your eyes are telling you. Something is amiss in this locker room. And that's the bottom line.
Check out. They see, that's what I think.
But it's not even late in the game checkout.
No.
They got an early checkout?
Jacksonville has the ball near your goal line early in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You got four guys bouncing off Tank Bigsby.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tackle him. Can't bring him down. They're running the football up your you-know-what.
Right.
And you have no answer for that. And you're Gerard Mayo.
I think, Greg, when I say, like, check out, I think it gets to a point where they get to a game, and if they get down by, like, 10 points – I think they just are like, all right, this game's over. Let's just hit the fast forward button so this thing could be over. And then they're like, they're turning down hits. They're not playing. Like, and I think that's maybe where the pride element, the soft thing comes in.
Yeah, this is Walter from Boston. Walter, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Greg, you and Coco are like a flat line to the public because Bill said it himself on a McAfee show. He wasn't taking Drake May. He said Byron Murphy was his number one player in the draft. He said
he didn't say he wasn't taking him. He said he questioned his footwork.
D-tackle. You can watch it. He said it again on the Lombardi podcast. He said D-tackle and corner were the number one and number two needs. He said Juju and Paco were good enough at receiver. So this team is 10 years of roster building. I agree he could have coached them up better. They wouldn't be as playing as bad on defense. But the offense
he left, he was fine. Hey,
in the rest
Walter,
of the team. And you guys
Walter.
Keep acting like
never... Walter, he was fired, and then they re-signed half of his guys. If he did such a poor job roster building, why'd they re-sign all these guys?
No, I think he was just saying that what I said, I don't know if Bills here, he takes Drake May at number three.
I don't know. Maybe he would have done something that's so unlike him, he would have traded up to number one. I have no idea when it comes to Bill Belichick.
That would have been a shocker.
Get him all juiced up.
I have no idea what he would have done.
Put some Sambuca.
I don't know what he would have done.
We're not lying to the public. It's how I feel about the experience of a head coach, the greatest head coach of all time, and how he would be able to handle the roster that is on the field right now.
So the best coach of all time got to this roster to four wins.
I don't think that Bill Belichick was in charge of – like, we put all the blame on him year after year, and I think that he was the guy taking the slings and arrows over and over again when I actually think it was Elliott Wolf who was an issue and Robert Kraft.
I'm not disputing that. He was the head coach, right?
Yes.
So he was the head coach, the best coach in NFL history, took this roster, which was better last year because of injuries, nobody's fault, to four wins.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they got.
So then, why are we got it?
But the roster was better than this season. It wasn't great.
No, of course not.
So Curtis's point is that even if Bill's here, he had this roster last year. And I kind of agree with Curtis. You were only able to muster up four wins with him. A lot of it I put on the quarterback.
Right.
For me, but I don't know if
which
Bill's,
was the number one issue
right,
we but, had last
but
season.
Courtney, my point is based on Bill's history. I don't know if he's taking a quarterback at number three. It's like
I don't think he would have taken a quarterback because he wanted Lamar Jackson. So he would have gone if he could have spent the money. He would have gone and got Lamar Jackson.
Well, see that. But I don't know if Robert's going to allow
that.
If
we're
going to
play the coulda, shoulda, woulda,
exactly. Based on people's history, Courtney.
You just made the point.
No, it's about what you do in the past and what you do consistently.
Okay.
If I say Courtney, we're going out Friday night. Based on your history, there's a good chance you're coming out Coastal Grandma.
Okay.
Yeah, you might be able to switch it up and be, Whore Chic or whatever it was.
I wasn't Coastal Grandma in Miami, I'll tell you that.
I don't think Whore Chic.
No, Horse.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever it was. What was it called?
At that garden party.
Sorry about that. But all I'm trying to say is.
I love you.
All I'm trying to say is based on his history and based on Robert's history.
Yeah,
I would love Lamar Jackson too, but is Robert going to really spend 200 and something million?
So just to be clear, if Bill Belichick were the head coach of this team as currently composed, he would have the same record that Gerard Mayo has.
No, he would have a better record with this team because that means Drake May's here.
Okay.
Yeah, he would have a better record. Okay. 3-3. What are they now?
1-5, 1-6.
They're 1-6.
1-6. So maybe they would be 4-3, maybe 3-4
under
Bill Belichick.
Okay.
They were 4-13 last year under Bill Belichick.
Yeah, but the quarterback's better.
Oh, so he has Drake May.
Yeah, because Greg said under these circumstances. Yeah.
We'll get to Leeds in a little bit, I promise, and then we'll get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said in sports over the weekend at 7:20 because everybody wants to talk about Patriots. This is Cotto from Boston. Cotto, what's up?
Good morning. So
hey.
I think it's crazy for Gerard Mayo to come out and call his players soft when not only, I do agree the players are soft, but he's soft. The management is soft. You got a player like Jalen Polk who's a bum, who sucks, who showed something good but now sucks, coming out on social media week after week, talking crazy. Get him out of here. Sit him down. Do what you got to do. Show him that you're the guy in charge. Because all these players, they come here, they're not good, and they act like they're number one receivers. His bum ass wouldn't be playing on any other team that's contending for a championship.
Well, I don't know, Cotto. He says he has the best hands in the NFL, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, he's a bum. He's a bum. And I was high on him, and he's a bum.
Yeah. Well, as to you, Cotto, I will say to you what Jalen Polk said to the rest of New England yesterday, and that's peace out.
Peace out.
That's the social media post is peace out.
Haven't heard that in a long time.
And then I will.
He's a bum.
And as long as we're talking about it, I guess I will do the same thing that KJ Osborne did, and I'll say call me.
Yep.
Like call me right now if you want to. If that'll be my celebration, my celly, as Wiggy would say.
But I got a good lead, and I can't wait to get it because I think it dives into the mindset of what the NFL is
now.
Wow.
Today.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how you have to be successful.
Oh. As a coach, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for this.
It is very interesting.
Coaching advice from Wig.
Peace out on that one.
Peace out.
When's the last time somebody said peace out? When's the last time you used that?
It's not a very popular phrase these days, but maybe with the kids it is. I don't know.
Everything comes back
peace
around.
Peace out?
Yeah, when's the last time?
Probably early aughts.
Okay. I feel like early I haven't said that in about 30 years. Like, well, peace out,
I go
bro.
With later.
Yeah. All right, well.
I do later, too.
We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday, and there is a lot to talk about. We will get to our leads coming up next. By the way, there is at least one team in this region contending for a championship. And we will be joined by the governor of that team tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Wick Grosbeck on this show tomorrow at 8:20 as the Celtics get their rings and the banner goes up and they begin the quest for number 19.
So, and a great night. Almost $2 million in one night for the Shamrock Foundation.
Oh, that was a great event Friday night.
Yeah, you looked spiffy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, everybody cleaned up nicely.
I'm always somewhat surprised when I put nice clothes on and they still fit.
It's not a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Then the term fit is obviously questionable.
If it zips, it fits.
That's true. They say that. But they did a great job. Shamrock Foundation, great job. That team is, you look at the chemistry of that team. They did this, they did these interview sessions and Luke Kornet hosted Tatum, Porzingis, and Al Horford. And you can't fake chemistry, and you can tell that those guys all really like each other. Like, it's not fake. Mm-hmm. Like, that's Celtics team. Like, and that's such a huge factor when it comes to winning, I think.
It looked awesome. Yeah. I thought it was weird that Ken kept taking selfies with the players.
Yeah, that was a weird thing. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll get to our leads from Gillette Stadium coming up next.